Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
That joke's probably better uncensored. I think I can say that one on the air, but we can do a... Craig's got a good story coming up about Todd's favorite sport, yoga.
It's not a sport.
No, it's an athletic thing to do.
It's a skill. It's
competitive
a skill.
Yoga.
Is there competitive
weird.
Yoga? It's got to be.
There is with the Bikram.
The hardcore guys.
The hot yoga.
Right.
Because you go through the same 26 poses twice.
Okay.
And, it's more of a style thing. Yeah. They rate your form.
Yeah. No,
but that violates most tenets of yoga. Yoga is not supposed to be a competition.
All right.
I thought maybe it was like a last man standing type of thing if it's a hot yoga.
It'd be woman. Yeah.
No, they judge you. Based on your form.
You don't want that?
No.
The farts in the hot yoga have to be atrocious.
they got to be hardcore. Just baking. Right. They're just baking in the sauna.
Yeah, they go up in the steam.
Probably don't dissipate as quickly either.
Oh.
Probably linger.
Yeah, I think they just call it hot yoga now because the guy who invented it was a creep.
Yeah,
he is a creep.
A molester, right?
Oh, yeah.
Big
time molester.
They did a real sports special on him, and he left the country.
He's a bad guy.
He's real bad guy.
He's had to take off.
Oh, here's a yoga story for you.
Yeah, this is a story that came from Reddit, apparently, in their Today I F'd Up area. And it's basically a story about this mom and dad. Mom still works or has to work from home. And they also have a baby monitor for the 6-year-old and 4-year-old. The reason they have it for the 6-year-old is because he's got some sort of medical issue at night, and they need to keep an eye on him. Not doesn't matter why, but they've got it. So mom is working, kids are off doing whatever it is they're doing. The kids decide that they're going to use the baby monitor to monitor the cat. The cat is sleeping underneath mom and dad's bed. And so they put the baby monitor in mom and dad's bedroom, fortunately underneath the bed.
Right.
Mom and dad don't know this.
And at this point, technically, it becomes a cat monitor.
Right.
Correct. Mom and dad don't know this.
No,
so
don't.
Later on in the day, they're in the bedroom, and they decide to knock some out very quickly. And... when they're done, there's a knock on the door, and the 6-year-old is concerned. The 6-year-old is saying, "We can hear you. Why are you saying thank you?"
And why dad?
The kid, the 6-year-old says, "Why are you saying that? We could hear it a lot."
Yeah. So they're young enough to not know it's sex, obviously, right?
Okay. Right. Mm-hmm.
Why'd dad yell?
Tell me how my ass tastes.
And old enough to know it's not the cat.
So she said that they were doing yoga. And when dad stretches her too hard, it hurts.
No wonder you go to yoga with all the ladies, Todd. You get to hear that.
So the son said... asked if she could do yoga with him. And so she was then forced to do yoga
with porn
making moaning noises.
Yeah. Like, harder.
While
harder.
She does the downward dog, she said, to make it seem normal.
She yelled not in the face.
Yeah. That's why they mute me during the online classes.
Yeah. Oh, the moaning?
Right. Well, no, I'm what's my name? I'm saying, what's my name?
What's my name?
Say my name. I say that a lot during yoga class.
One of the commenters noted that they do yoga in elementary school these days.
In the face! In the face!
And they're concerned for when the six-year-old goes back to school to do yoga.
That would definitely be a concern. Like, right there.
Three holes, no waiting.
That's a fun story, Craig.
They're lucky they put that monitor under the bed.
Well, the kids eventually, in like 5 years, are going to go, oh, that's the best part about that.
Yeah, that's going to do some lasting
damage.
They're
also lucky it wasn't a visual monitor because we had, I remember Madison.
It was.
But they had it underneath the bed. Yeah. Look at the cat, that's right. But if the cat would have slept on top of the bed,
and that would have been an issue.
They put it on the dresser, and the parents don't notice there. Then they see the whole action going down.
Oh, they'll remember that.
Oh yeah.
And years from now, mom and dad doing some yoga today.
Yeah.
Are you doing yoga?
That's it. You gotta leave the house. We're gonna do some yoga.
Yeah, but the best part will be when it dawns on them.
I know.
When the circle is complete and they go, oh no.
No.
That was not yoga, mom.
What do we hear?
What are you doing?
Tossing a salad.
Yeah.
They heard all that coming out of that.
I had no idea. Our pilot buddy likes the yoga.
Oh, yeah?
A few times in layovers, I have attended one of those Bikram hot yoga classes. Holy F. Way beyond my capability. Super glad when it was over. Don't want to do it again.
All right.
I have no desire.
Yeah, that kid's. Those kids are scarred.
Didn't Chell used to do that to get rid of hangovers?
Yeah.
Sweat did those? He? Oh, the Bikram. Yeah.
Yeah.
The hot yoga.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he said he could go in there with a super nasty hangover. An hour later, it was gone.
Right.
Just sweat it all out in one quick class.
That's the last thing I'd want to do.
Yeah.
When I'm hungover.
Yeah.
Any physical activity.
You're right.
Just give me a couple bong rips. Maybe I'll do something physical in the afternoon.
I've sweat out a hangover by like mowing the lawn on a hot summer day. You know, just go out and sweat and it's done.
That's miserable.
It is.
But it's quicker than being miserable all day.
No, that's why I do a Bloody Mary. If I'm that bad, I'll just do a Bloody Mary. Feel normal.
See, I just drink water.
Yeah. And bong rips.
Yeah, that helps too.
Yeah.
Although I don't have a bong at the moment. Is there a run on bongs during the pandemic?
From what I understand.
Are bongs hard to find?
They're not hard to find, but from what I understand, those types of shops have been doing very well in the last couple of months.
Bush got a text that featured a bong last night.
I did.
From TJ, right?
Tell us about that.
Yeah, no, it was...
Oh, speaking of Colleen, too, we had...
Three holes, no waiting!
After I went to sleep last night, my phone just blew up with like 5 texts in a row from a number I did not have in my phone. And so I just kind of looked at it, turned it off, went back to sleep. And this morning, I'm looking... It's a picture, and it says, hey, man, how you holding up? I love you guys. On with Colleen. Miss you guys. We're in New York City. And I'm looking at this picture of like, the computer screen, and I can see it's Colleen, and right. I'm trying to figure out who is this that's texting me because I don't have this number in my phone. So I start looking around the photo real close. I'm zooming in on things. I go, oh, there's a cat there, and there's some bookshelves, and there's Colleen on the computer screen, and oh, there's a bong on the table, so okay. And then I finally look at the the little upper corner of the screen where you can see who's looking at the computer.
Okay,
yeah. And it's TJ.
TJ Miller, that's cool. Yeah. And his wife, right?
Yeah, TJ and Kate. Yeah, so
excellent.
I'll have to get back to him.
Yeah. Well, most people are running away from New York City. TJ goes to New York City.
No, he lives there.
Well, he lives there.
Oh, he does now.
He lives there. He lives there now, yeah.
So, yeah, I'll get back to TJ today. Hopefully we can catch up with him maybe next week.
Because I saw our buddy Dave Remington escape to Vermont.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Good for him, man.
And some bears got in his garbage shed.
You mean like regular bears?
Black bear.
Okay, good. Not a bunch of gay men.
That'd be weird. Rummaging through the garbage. Like, come in and have a cocktail, dudes.
We have a bear problem, like the rat problem commercial. We've got a bear problem. Bunch of fat gay dudes. Fat hairy gay dudes. Hairy ass cracks hanging out by the garbage.
You have any more oil?
That should be the next Geico commercial. We got a bear problem. And just shows a bunch of gay men out there.
Did you see the video of there was a bear in a dumpster? And this guy just walks up to the dumpster and is filming the bear over the edge of the dumpster.
Man.
And then scares the bear,
yep.
Says, hey, bear. The bear pretty looks like he pretty much poops himself, scurries out of this thing, well, and runs away.
I guess a bear could get scared. You know?
Well, yeah, but you're afraid of the bear, you know, dealing with his fear in a different way.
Right, by killing you.
Right.
Right. Oh, you scared me. Now I'm going to kill you. That's a good point.
Yeah. It was on this date in 1506.
That's a few years ago.
Christopher Columbus died in poverty in Spain.
Yeah, yeah.
And on this date in 1899, Jacob German of New York City became the first driver ever arrested for speeding. He was taken into custody after being observed
15 and 12
driving his taxi over the posted 12 mile an hour speed limit.
I was going to say, I remember the speed limits being about 12.
12.
I said, yeah.
That's an odd number.
Well, it's because a horse can only run with a carriage, like a horse would go.
Well,
about
they probably had a reason for that number.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, Colleen's checking in.
Hey, yeah, I'm checking in just to make sure everybody's still there and you know the number of holes.
How was your chat with TJ?
It was long and fun. Obviously, Luke could see that he was partying a little bit, but he's great. You know, they're holed up and about to go to Sag Harbor. They've got another little house in Sag Harbor. But he wanted to call in. He said, I'm texting Luke. And I said, yeah, do that tomorrow.
All right.
So sorry he woke up Luke, but.
I'm glad he did. So the New York guys, I mean, because they're a little more tied down than we are.
Grant, Luke is puss, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's puss, yeah.
Tired of people calling him Luke.
Yeah, me too. He's puss, man. Don't call him puss. All right.
Nobody knows who you're talking about.
Has he been stuck in his apartment? I mean, it looks like since March?
Yes. He was in Vancouver. He got a flight out of there on that Saturday the 14th.
Right.
And they live in Greenwich Village. They've got a great apartment.
Yeah, it looks cool.
With an outdoor rooftop patio, two cats. And he showed me right outside his apartment coming, you know, it's in a great old building. It's just, they leave all their packages there for like a week to make before they bring it in. So
they do everything like that. Okay.
Oh, so
they're there. They occasionally go out with masks on. But he said what's happening now is that people are taking their to-go cocktails and it's becoming like New Orleans on the streets. With drunks sitting there and
they're letting people drink, but they don't care. At least they're out in the street,
walking
right?
And drinking.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
Right,
that would help. That'd be
like the French Quarter or Vegas.
Colleen, yes. I know that you probably had a conversation with your bosses. What are your plans? The Funny Bone? Are you still looking maybe September? What?
I hope before that. Okay. I actually hope before that if things roll around a little bit faster.
Good, good.
You know, we may go at half capacity, and we'll figure out how to do that.
Now, there's some other clubs around the country are trying this. Is it a big experiment now, figuring out how to work this?
I assume you'll be in contact with them and find out what they did right, what they did wrong.
That's correct. Everybody down in Texas, we're watching them, talking to them, and Florida's about to go wild. So, yeah, we may go half capacity, do more shows with fewer people.
Brad Williams is in Salt Lake City this weekend. He's going to call us on Friday, so we'll try to find out what that's like.
Dave Landau is in Fort Myers, Florida, I think.
Yeah.
So there are some live shows going on.
All right, well, good luck.
Right.
Are you bored?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, I know.
Very much so. I have nothing to clean. No, everything's good. Everything's good in my life. My sons are still here, so it's zany with them. But I miss you guys.
Are they itching to get back to New York or not? They're going to wait this out as far as possible.
They'll probably be here another 3 weeks at least. I guess.
We miss you
too. But they want to go back.
We miss you too.
Number one son wants to go back, clean out his apartment, and he's going to move either to L.A. or Miami.
Oh, because of this? Because of COVID?
He just said New York won't be the same. It's never going to be the same.
That's a good point. So he's probably right about that.
What he does. You know, he can do his liquid death and his reset startup from a computer anywhere. So,
man, that's nice. It's nice to have a choice between L.A. and Miami.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care what you say. I think both those places sound great. Thank you, Colleen. We love you. Let's talk soon, all right?
Love you guys. Bye. Miss you. Have all a right. weird weekend.
All right.
Love you, Colleen.
Yep. Hope we see you, too.
Have soon. A great weekend, she said. What's that?
Oh, we can pretend it's the weekend.
Yeah, we can. Well, we get to sleep in.
That was good news. I cannot wait for the club to open again.
I know. You're freaking out, right? Because you used to be a comedian. Nick, by the way, has a gig, though. You got a gig on Saturday, November 28th. This year, by the way, not 2021.
Yes.
You ain't a pussy. You're doing it this year. at East of Omaha, that's in Griswold, Iowa. Get your tickets now.
8 p.m.
8 p.m. Oh, yeah. You got to know the time.
Yeah.
For November 28th.
Well, I've asked a couple of people if they could do the show, but I haven't heard back. I would be like, hey, what's up? Like, come on.
And because they don't know what's happening
well, yeah.
then.
They're like, you're nuts. It's 6 months out. Like, yeah.
Yeah, but so, I booked it.
Where are you going to do it?
Yeah, it's not like they got anything on the books.
No.
Or maybe
no.
they do.
No, the ones you ask don't.
No. What if it felt good just to have something on the calendar?
Right, right.
I have somewhere to be in November.
Is it Hell written down? Do you have a calendar in the house? It's like 8 pages away, and you see it right there, November 28th?
Yeah. Well, we got a little pocket calendar. Colleen gave it to me, actually. You know, I was doing pretty well, like, filling it up until this global pandemic hit.
Hell, you were chumming the water with Peters last week. Yeah. You want to drive, drive in from Cleveland? I got a gig. Come on.
You ever been to Griswold?
I'm sure he has.
Yeah.
It's only a 26-hour drive.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
LeBron James says that Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones offered him a contract to play in the NFL.
Years ago, I remember.
According to TMZ, LeBron was so concerned about the NBA lockout in 2011 that he started training for a pro football career.
He was physically big enough, that's for sure.
LeBron and his business partner, Maverick Carter, said on an uninterrupted podcast that the Cowboys reached out to LeBron with a contract offer. As things turned out, the NBA settled its labor differences. LeBron went back to basketball and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Well, interesting enough.
He says he did frame the NFL contract that they gave him, hung it on his wall.
Well, Michael Jordan, you'll see in this documentary, one of the reasons he left baseball was because they were striking. And he wasn't going to cross the picket line in baseball. So he went back and started playing basketball. We don't know. He would probably stay with baseball at least that season.
Well, what's the rule in the NFL? You don't have to go to college, right? You just have to be so old?
No. Yeah.
Is there a certain age?
He was already playing ball, though. This is only 11.
I think it's a certain number of years out of high school. It's two or three.
Yeah.
For basketball, but not for
football. No, for football.
You can play. But there's no, but they don't because they're not developed physically enough.
No, because
it is a 2 or 3 year thing.
There is a number.
I don't think there is a
football. Because that kid Trevor Lawrence from Clemson, you know, when he was a true freshman, he won the national championship, and they said he couldn't come out to the NFL yet. He had to wait two more years.
So you can't go right out of high school
NFL. You should be able to, for sure.
Yeah, but most of the time you're not physically.
You
got to be a freak.
That's why it never happened.
To go straight out of high school into the NFL.
Two different levels.
Yeah, there's not very many people that would be ready.
No.
No.
Jadeveon Clowney kind of looked like he might have been able to go.
Otis Sistrunk did right that away. In the 70s.
Maybe a kicker.
No, he went to the University of Mars.
Yeah, which is not.
That's what it says on his football card.
Right, right.
That's the only guy I know that didn't play college ball that went to the NFL.
Cruise ship workers are desperate to see their families again.
Thank God my dad's cruise got canceled.
And they're desperate to see land again as well.
I don't want him to go on. I don't want to go on a cruise ship ever in my life now.
No.
And I certainly don't think he should.
More than 100,000 crew members have remained trapped at sea.
2.5 months at least, right?
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
Trapped in a tin can, too. I mean, I know those things are huge, but they would seem like a tin can after a couple of months.
Right. Yeah, there's
especially if somebody got the virus on there,
and people are developing or you know, the mental issues are coming out, and they
join the club
in the anxious times.
Yeah, I do that in wide open spaces.
Are there passengers on the ships?
Not necessarily. No.
Yeah,
some are empty, right?
I still got the anxiety, and I got a backyard I can go to and make a little fire,
right?
Do some putting.
No, I do that in the
inside,
right there in the office.
Yeah. Oh, the great indoors. It's where putting's meant to be done.
Yeah.
Last week, Louisiana-based hip-hop artist Boozy Badass bragged about paying sex workers to perform sex acts on his son and nephews.
How old was his son?
He also encourages them to watch the porn. He said that he's training these boys right.
Thanks, Dad.
He said, ask any of his nephews, ask his son. Yeah, when they was 12, 13.
Uh-oh. That's illegal.
That's when he hired a grown woman to perform on the boys. The same woman performed on him, he says. He says this will help the boys in their journey to manhood.
Why is he saying this out loud? First of all, doing it's sick enough, but why is he saying it out
Thank
loud?
Thank you. Yeah. That's, yes. Yeah. You are absolutely right.
Yeah.
Well, because he thinks it's a rite of passage. He thinks he's doing them a favor.
Yeah,
well,
we're familiar maybe with. Maybe if they're 17 or 18, that's what you'd want to do, fine. But
there's a guy we know that grew up in Reno, and I think his dad took him to a hooker.
He was 17 or 18.
18, though. I think.
Yeah, 18.
Yeah. Not 12 or 13.
No.
That's way different. Big difference.
Yeah.
But thanks, Dad.
Even if the kid had a full-on beard at 11, and who does that?
I didn't think you were going to say beard.
You're not. You did I.
Well, your brains are broken.
No. Well, you were the one talking. That's why it's telling like something else is coming out.
And so they do want that? Everyone to know. Apparently it is being looked into, yes, because that is undeniably abuse.
Cool to be the nephew, though, too. The nephew's going, thanks, Uncle. Thanks, Uncle Badass.
They're not going to get in trouble.
Uncle Badass.
It's the hooker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, he will.
She's not done that either.
One Twitter user highlighted the prevalence of a myth, especially among men. They said, possibly the greatest failure of masculinity is failing to differentiate sexuality from sexual assault. Which makes perfect sense. This is another one of those.
Plus, I do think all kids should be fiddling around the backseat of their car with their first girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's when it should happen. The innocent times.
Boozy.
You get some big badass hooker coming at you. and you're like 12?
Come here,
12?
Kid.
Come here, kid. Put your cigarette out.
Well, they've been watching porn already, so they knew what was happening.
I know that. I know. But porn isn't what real sex is. And kids should know that at that age.
But that hooker ain't
He still doesn't know.
Yeah, you're right.
Hooker, porn, whatever.
So Boozy Badass is irresponsible.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.